Lili Nishmas Rav Klenmish Kamish Ben Rivili Melech. Ksubis Perk Yud Mishnah Aleph. Mishai Nasu Shtei Noshim Vames. A person was married to two wives and then he died. Harishona Kodemes Lashnia. The one that he was married to first, more importantly, the one that he wrote the Ksuba to first, collects before the second one. So she first takes the Ksuba that he was Mechayiv himself to. She's coming Betoras Bal Chov. She's first in line. She first collects. And then the second one gets whatever's left over as her ksuba. And if without the both of them collecting their ksuba while these women were alive, if they also died, the yarshim as well would collect the chovos in the order of the chov. So if the ksuba was written to one woman first, and then the husband died, and then the mothers also died, so the person that the ksuba was written to first, so those children would collect first from the chov of the ksuba of their mother. But what happens? Nasa Sarishoin of a Mesa, he married the first woman, and then she died. So when a woman dies, Lalenu, there is no ksuba anymore. The husband now inherits everything from his wife. And then Nasa Shnia, and then he married a second wife, Umeshu, and now the man died. And now we have, let's say, the first wife's kids coming to collect, and then you have the second wife, or if she died, her kids. But what's the difference in this case? In this case, the difference is that the first wife died while he was alive. So really, there's no din of a ksuba by the first wife. So the first wife's children, really, they shouldn't collect because the husband already yarshened everything from their mother. So why do they collect? So this is benin dichrin that we had, that any assets that are inherited to the husband as a result of the wife will sort of be protected just in case in the future when this husband dies, there are other children. They want to keep the money in that original family, the wife's family, so it would stay specifically with the wife, the first wife's children, the first wife's sons. And that was the case over here where the first wife died. So the first sons are coming b'taras benin dichrin, which is Yerusha. They're coming to Yarshin. This is not a ksuba. They're coming to Yarshin, the assets that were brought in from the mother that her husband inherited. Mashin came from the second marriage, whether it's her that's alive, after her husband now died, she would be coming to collect her ksuba, not an inheritance. She's coming to collect her ksuba. And if she dies, her children also, they're just coming in place of her to collect the ksuba. So they're coming b'toras bal chov. So that's the difference. The first ones are coming b'toras Yerusha. Second ones are coming b'toras bal chov. What wins? So Mishnah tells us, Shnia v'yarsheh kodmin l'yarshim harishona. The second wife, and if she died, her inheritors would come before the yarshim of the first wife, because the second wife is coming b'toras bal chov. And the din is that before people inherit from their parents, they first have to make sure all the chovos are paid. Only after the chovos are paid, then they start inheriting and splitting everything up. So in this case, you had a chov of a ksuba, and you had the Yerusha of the Benin Dichrin. So first, the Chov takes precedence, the Mishnah tells us, and then, only then, can the first wife's family collect the inheritance of the Benin Dichrin.